Terence Colley is a pianist and composer whose refined artistry rather has cemented him as a vital figure in the UK jazz scene. Known for his expressive touch, deep musicality, and ability to seamlessly blend tradition with contemporary influences, Colley has worked with some of the finest musicians in the industry, and his latest project, Elements, is a captivating collection that showcases his evolution as both a composer and performer. In this exclusive interview for the K-Jazz Show, we dive into his journey, inspirations, and the creative process behind his latest release. Of course, Kofifi FM, please help me welcome, for the very first time, Terence Colley. Welcome to South Africa.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be in
Absolutely.
South Africa virtually.
Virtually, but a pleasure, always to have you here. Now, let's talk about, let's start at the beginning. I mean, since this is the very first time you and I getting together, let's start from the top. What inspired Terence, to pursue the jazz piano? And how did your musical journey, I guess, really begin?
It's when I was very young. My parents bought a keyboard. There was always music in the house. My uncle, who lived overseas, was a professional musician, and then I think when I was about 12, 11, 12, my parents bought a keyboard, and my sister could play the recorder because she did recorder at school, but I didn't play anything. But I was immediately drawn to the keyboard. I found picking melodies up quite easy. I thought the whole logic behind how music works was very straight, was very logical, exactly. So I used to improvise. I've always been an improviser. Going from that, playing along to records, trying to work out, what they were doing, to playing with school friends. So I had some school friends who were into rock and played guitar. So they were shredders. So they really could, improvise as well. And I used to kind of jam along with them.
Yeah.
And, we used to sometimes at the weekends play a blues that would go on for one blues could last for 45 minutes. We would just be jamming out and it was great. So I've always loved that, expressing myself immediately in music. And then from that playing with more, as I got to the end of school, when I left school, I knew I wanted to do music for a living. So I joined some bands, and in those, I met some saxophone players who were really into jazz. And I moved to the Channel Islands, which is still part of the UK, but it's just off the coast of France. And there's a lot of, old jazz musicians that kind of move there that, used to maybe do the ships and that kind of stuff. So I was hanging out with these older players, and they gave me the opportunity to start playing standards with them, once a week. And I always remember my very first gig, because at this time I was doing everything by ear. I wasn't really reading anything or knew anything about harmony when it modulated. It was really easy to play a pop song in one key and play all over it. Now all of a sudden I had to kind of work my way around changes and all that kind of, chord changes and things. So I always remember my very first gig. I went to the sax player's house, and we started in the A's. So he dug out a load of tunes starting with A alphabetically. So Autumn Leaves, All the Things You Are, all these standards that started with the letter A. So I learned 20. But I could play the chords on 20 of these standards. And I went up to the gig, and it was pretty baptism of fire. And I thought I did okay. And then about 2 weeks later, because this was a weekly gig, He completely changed the set. He said, I don't want to play the same tunes all the time. So it was like a load of tunes I've never seen before, having to follow these chords, and just, it was really in baptism of fire. And then from that, I learned so much, really got my stuff together, had some classical lessons, so started to read actual notation, and just got better and better at playing jazz. And then that's, at that time, you know, people say you turn into a jazz snob. That's all I listened to.
Keep loving your side.
I mean, I'm listening to you talk and I'm thinking about, you know, how your style is both intricate and soulful as I was listening to the record before you and I got together the Sunday. I want us to talk about your biggest influences and how they've shaped your approach to music.
Well, I think the first jazz musicians I became aware of, I think we had a band and one of the covers we did was This Masquerade. So I heard the George Benson, the long extended version from Breezing. And I thought, oh my God, these chords are amazing and lush, and the piano player on it was fantastic. So that was the first time I kind of heard chords that were really interesting. But that song was still relatable. It wasn't like some crazy giant steps where you couldn't understand it. It was really relatable, and it was a nice melody, and George Benson with his scat singing, and the groove on the record. You know, that's one of the things. The groove on that record is just something else as well. So I came from playing pop and groove related music, soul music, you know, playing in bands. So I was really tapped into rhythmic things by then. And then the other guy was the Chick Corea Electric Band. Managed to get a cassette off the album that had Electric City on it with Dave Wirkel and John Patitucci. And I remember, I think it was called Electric City, that track. And he was playing his kind of guitar thing, and I really thought, yeah, this is great, you know. And again, seeing the facility that Chick Corea had, I thought, yeah, that's exactly what I want to be doing.
Future FM, you know, we're spending time here this Sunday with pianist and composer Terence Carley, and paying special attention to his latest project, Elements. Of course, I want to talk about this new release. I've been spending a couple of days with it, you know, and the inspiration now behind the album, and maybe how does it reflect your growth, you know, as an artist?
Oh yeah, well, I wanted to write some longer form, you know, compose some longer form things to play. I think improvisation has to be the key element for whatever I do anyway, you know. But the kind of compositions I'd done before that were very much for the group playing. So we play a melody or we play the head, you know, like the head solos, head thing. But I wanted to write something a little bit larger and longer and a more of a suite. And I was off sick with the flu, and I was kind of spending a couple of days in bed, and I was just on my notation program, and I thought, oh, I really fancy writing something for strings. So I was playing around with it. And then I got the idea for doing something to do with nature. And I thought, well, you know, I was inspired to write something. And I'm looking out my window and seeing the rain and the wind and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, oh, about elements, you know, maybe doing something on, then I could write a whole album on one particular topic, and the pieces will all be related to each other, rather than, oh, here's a tune, and here's another tune, and here's another tune. It's got nothing to do with that tune. Do you know what I mean? So I thought I wanted to have like a thing that kind of went through them, you know, be it specific, maybe a sound, like a chord kind of movement. They all have a lovely movement where they kind of move in thirds. The very first kind of chord change is always a third in all the pieces. And then as I was doing that, I thought I would take the string parts. So I was writing the string parts first, and then I thought, oh, well, I'll do a variation on that for the jazz part. So I think the first one I did was Water. So I wrote the string prelude. And then I thought, for the jazz version, let's change the time signature. Let's change the melody. So it was a brand new melody over similar chord structure. And then I used that kind of principle for all of them. And that's when I got to the four pieces originally. Then I realized I wanted to bring this out on vinyl. So then I had to decide how long the pieces were going to be. And when you do a vinyl record, you're really kind of, because of the format, you really want to be doing 22 to 25 minutes maximum per side.
Yeah.
So then I had to kind of edit it down to this is how long it's going to be, so we can fit it on the vinyl. Because actually, when we actually recorded it, some of the outros last longer than they do on the album. I had to go, let's pull it out a little bit earlier because we're not going to have enough time for it to sonically sound good. Thank you.
Whispers the wind, gentle and clear, kissing the earth, rich and dear. Fire dances bright, fierce and pure. Water imbues the earth, calm and sure. Nature's murmur, a fragile song, beats life's pulse where all belong. Wildlife fading, shadows cast, echoes of a fleeting past. We're guardians all but for a spell in this world's enchanted dell. Hold it close with tender care for tomorrow's dream. Let us prepare.
The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
And there's also an incorporation of spoken word. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that was the last thing I came up with the idea of doing. Because when I started with the string pieces, the idea, and then the jazz pieces. And then I just thought, you know, I really want to actually say, make a statement about, the world and what the state of the world is and how we're responding to nature. So I started to deeply think about each one of those elements and what it meant. And so I spent a lot of time writing the poetry, spoken word. And I've never done anything like that before. So there was a lot of tweaking, a lot of changing, a lot of thesaurus changing this word, and then I would change that word, and then I would have to change another word. And I have total respect for songwriters now because it was something that I've never, ever touched on. But it was... It was exhilarating to do it. I really enjoyed delving into the spoken word.
Throughout the show, or whenever we're on the show, there's always an exploration, of different jazz, scenes. And I want to reflect with you on the UK jazz scene, which has seen an exciting resurgence in the recent years, And as a composer, maybe, let's talk about, how you see the scene, and the work that you put in, and how do you balance structure with improv in your music? And looking at the scene, are you following a different format now to fit in, or are we staying true to, the Terence Colley sound? If there is Terence Colley sound, anyway.
Yeah, I think that's evolving all the time. I think you're always going to kind of go with the time and go with where your music takes you. I'd hate to think that you had to be part of a constricted, put you in a box sort of thing. This is what you do. This is a bebop player. This is a certain player. This is, sometimes the UK industry can do that sometimes. Mm. They don't like maybe someone who's considered a mainstream player doing something different, because the media like to put you in boxes. But I don't think, I think I'm happy playing with anyone. And I put on some of my own gigs and play with some of the best players on the scene. Sometimes we're just playing standards. Sometimes we're playing their music. Sometimes, obviously, I do put my own gigs on for me, where I'm the leader, and I obviously play my own music. But I think I'm definitely evolving over time. And who knows what the next thing I'm going to do is, something's going to come around. It's going to, kind of be a inspiration, and I'll just go and do it. And I'm too old now to worry about if anybody likes it or not, so if I like it, that's the number one priority.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree, Kofifi FM. Spending time with Terence Colley this Sunday, of course, he is known for blending genres and creative, evocative soundscapes. And he brings a unique touch to contemporary music using spoken word as a narrative thread, throughout these compositions on the album Elements. And of course, with his roots in jazz and a passion for storytelling, he has crafted this new project as both a personal reflection and a universal ode to the natural world. And of course, through our conversation, we've been exploring, his new project Elements, and of course, listening closely as he is telling his life story with the music. Now, what's next? Any upcoming things that we should be looking forward to that you're now officially working on now that the Elements has been released?
Oh, yes. I've got a solo concert coming up, which nobody knows about. This is an exclusive for you, in October.
Mm.
Like a jazz piano series. It will be three different pianists playing solo.
Mm.
And I'm going to be writing and composing some stuff specifically for that. I'm looking on, trying to work out some themes and things, but that's definitely going to be the next thing that I'm going to be working on.
And also maybe, maybe we can catch it online. Possibilities? I mean, we're officially your audience now all the way here in Johannesburg.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure we could sort something out, yeah. Because I do have a tendency to record stuff and video stuff, so yeah. Sure.
Absolutely. We can't wait. We can't wait, of course, and maybe we can even find you on your social media, which we'll plug it a bit later here on the show. But finally, you know, what message, Terence, you know, do you hope that listeners take away from Elements? I think, I mean, is there an emotional or musical journey that you're hoping to convey, or maybe a particular place in your life that you're trying to tell a story about?
Well, I think it touches, it's something for everyone. This planet, we all share it. We've got to take care of it. We've got to really look after it for the, you know, for us and for our next generations. It's something we can't take, you know, for granted. And I know, I hope this record, and especially with the spoken word, that, you know, people can actually think about what we're doing globally. And, you know, the future can be scary. So, yeah, I think we all just need to rein in our destruction of the planet, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Very apt, of course. And Terence's ability, you know, to bring stories to life through music makes him really an artist to watch. And Elements, of course, is a testament, you know, on his continued evolution. And of course, you can tune into the K-Jazz Show to hear more of the man himself and immerse yourself in the magic of his latest work. And Terence, once again, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday. And we look forward to hearing all about you, you know, and all the work that you do in the future, too.
Thanks very much for having me. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. And a pleasure to be on the show.
Absolutely. He is a pianist, composer. His name is Terence Colley. And he was on The K-Jazz Show.